Time to answer your questions every day at this time. We talk about the coronavirus, how it spreads, how you can avoid getting it, what you need to know. Submit your questions on Facebook and Twitter. Use the hashtag KNX Corona Questions or send us an email, coronaquestions@knx1070.com. With us again today, Tarzana MD, Dr. Michael Hurt, founder of the Center for Integrative Medicine.
Dr. Hurt, thanks for being with us. And we're going to get right down to it. I know you emphasize the importance of nutrition. This is somewhat related to that. We've heard about the coronavirus outbreaks in meatpacking plants, and that raises the question, can we get the virus from food?
You know, that's a very good question, because in some cases you can. When you're talking about meat, you are hopefully going to cook that meat to the proper temperature, which is 165 degrees inside. And when the meat is cooked to the proper temperature, it's going to kill everything, bacteria and, of course, viruses. So you're safe if you cook your meat thoroughly. However, if you have the virus, let's say, on meat and you're handling it with your hands and you are not careful to wash your hands, then you can transfer it to other surfaces. So it's important when you're handling things like meat that could be contaminated, to basically assume that anything can be, is to cook it thoroughly and, of course, wash your hands very carefully before and after touching anything that's raw.
It's kind of funny. I think people have gone sort of back and forth as we moved through this, right? There used to be, at least some people were leaving packages outside and then wiping down all their grocery deliveries, and now it's kind of like almost, okay, well, I'm just going to throw it in the cabinet because it's been 2 months and I just have to remember to wash my hands.
I think that's the only way to go. Most of my patients who started out, as you suggested, washing everything, wiping every surface of air, you know, of every carton that came into the house, have gotten fatigued from that. And now they're trying to find other ways. And the best way, as you just said, is to touch what you want. Know that those things are probably or potentially contaminated. But as long as you wash your hands before you touch your food or your face, you're not going to transfer it from the package to your body.
Okay, doctor, have they looked into how long this virus can survive on food? And we're talking about not only meat, but fruits, vegetables. Do we know that yet?
We do. We know that on something that's dry, like paper, you're looking at a virus living no more than 2 to 3 days. On hard surfaces like metal, you're looking at a virus that could be up to 1 week to 10 days that's still viable. On something like a banana peel, for example, it would be somewhere around a week that it could remain on the banana, which is hydrated, which means it's wet or moist, and that's a surface that's going to sustain a virus much longer than something like paper where it can dry out.
Okay, so we're back to be as careful as you can when you're going about your regular business and trying to eat your food. How do you feel about restaurants right now, or not right now for LA County, but in the future? And there are some parts of California that are starting to allow the dining in. Allowances are being made. Put the tables outside, maybe. Take over some of the streets because more air is a good thing. But if you've got a tiny little place on the west side that you were looking to get back into, is it safe, you think, once they do give the go-ahead?
Yeah, there's just a couple of things that people need to do in order to stay safe. And other countries have started to make these moves and open up restaurants and bars, and so far have seen that there hasn't been a spike in cases, which they were expecting. As you suggested, the most important thing is outside. If you are outside, the air gets diluted extremely rapidly when somebody, you know, coughs or sneezes or is expressing virus just by talking. So outside is very safe, especially if those tables are allowed to be 6 feet apart. Inside, you can't wear a mask while you're eating, but these air scrubbers or very strong air purifiers can be placed within an establishment that's smaller, that can clear the air very rapidly and keep viral particles from lifting off of somebody's, you know, breath and going over to another table. When waiters wear masks, when the waitstaff handle the cutlery very carefully to ensure that it's clean and no one has touched it, when the food is cooked and comes to your table, I believe that's the safest way for restaurants to open, and that can be done very quickly and done now.
Okay, so I guess should we, you mentioned the utensils and the silverware, the cutlery. Should we be careful about that as well? I mean, they're walking around with utensils. We're drinking out of the glasses at these restaurants. Is there a concern there?
You know, my patients who are running restaurants and did run restaurants have told me that they have taken all of this into consideration. They're being extremely careful. They understand better than most of us do how to stay safe in a kitchen and to not touch people's glasses unless they're wearing gloves. So many of them will be wearing gloves to put your silverware and glassware on the table. They're going to be very careful with just having one person, for example, be the person who does handle silverware and glassware so that it's not being handled by multiple people, so that there's a way to check and ensure that it's being done correctly. The food, of course, will be sterilized because it's cooked or handled appropriately, which is what restaurants know how to do. When they have that A letter in their window, you know that they're being extremely careful and appropriate when handling your food, much more so than we are in our own homes. Most of us couldn't pass a health inspection in our home compared to what a restaurant does.
Well, I beg to differ. My kitchen is pretty clean.
All right, Mike and I are coming to your house.
She orders everything in.
No,
Doc, you know nutrition. Let's talk about the quarantine 15. People are worried about coming out of this, not looking like they used to, because, and I hear this all from my friends, working from home, it is so easy. Here I am walking back to the fridge for my ninth trip for snacks. How do people avoid some of that?
Well, part of it is putting a little discipline in, meaning that you don't go into the kitchen except three times a day to have your meals and try and cut down on snacks. And a lot of people have been spending their time feeding their fears and turning their homes into a COVID bunker. And as we've talked about, I believe you should turn your home into a boot camp for your immune system by putting into your snack regimen and into your fridge all those things, vegetables and fruits, crudités, salsa, healthy products that are going to boost and sustain your immune system, not things like sugar, alcohol, snacks that come in bags and chips that are going to weaken your immune system. So, you know, feeding on that all day long is going to weaken you. And what you want to do is become a hardened target. And COVID loves the weak, so you need to become the strong.
Wow. And you said just three times a day going in?
I don't snack. I can't remember the last time I had a snack. It could have been more than a decade ago.
Get like a baby gate or a dog gate and put it before you go into the kitchen. Yeah, exactly. So I guess, if people buy only good stuff and you're only going to the store once a week, you can just keep the cookies out of the house, right? And then you're not supposed to go back to get them because you're limiting your trips anyways.
Exactly, you know, and it's important to have something that's a treat that you like, but you have to treat yourself like you would a child in the sense that you don't let kids have the cookie jar. The cookie jar is not on the floor. The cookie jar is up on a high shelf. So same for you. Put it someplace where you're going to get to it, say, you know, after dinner because you've had a long day and you've earned a cookie or two, but not where you're going in between just because you're bored or you're afraid or nerves have taken over and you're trying to feed those emotions.
Discipline, people. Tarzana, Dr. Michael Hurt, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
We'll talk again.